堂听 class.com。
Unit 3, Fantasy Farm. When my classmate Rashed informed me that Reza was back, I was really very happy. For the last 2 weeks, Reza had not been at his house without any notice. Rashed also informed that Reza was not like his usual self. He looked rather a shadow of the person we knew. Of course, it could be true. For the last few days, Reza had been working really hard to gain body fitness. The last time I saw him, he was running in his red tracksuit. When I asked him, "Why are you running so early in the morning?" In reply, he boasted, "It is beneficial to your health." Since I was so eager to know where he had been for the last 2 weeks, I did not waste time to meet him after school. I went straight to his house. He opened the door. Yes, Rashed was right. Reza was really sick. He had become thinner. He could not even walk properly. He was a bit lame and feeling pain in every step. With the help of a stick, he managed to sit on his bed. He asked me for a mug of water. I became even more curious to know what had happened. I asked him, "What happened? Did you have an accident?" He did not answer. He started trembling in unknown fear. Then he asked me in a low, eccentric voice, "Have you ever heard of the Fantasy Farm?" "No." "Thank God. He just spared your life." He then put a pillow behind his back and started telling me his story. "I think you know my friend Rafat. I heard about Fantasy Farm from him. He had heard about it from another friend. One day, Rafat's friend went to Fantasy Farm. It is a large farmhouse on approximately 50 acres of land. It has a flock of domestic animals and their breeding facilities like any other suburban farmhouses. But Fantasy Farm is different from other farms for one reason. It has a funhouse, a round, well-protected area for different sorts of funny games. There is even a balcony for spectators to entertain the games in the funhouse. It is like a mini indoor gym. Rafat's friend went to the farm and participated in the fun game. It was so simple. He bought a ticket with 20 takas. He was given a black blouse and a black bag by the cashier and asked to find eggs in the funhouse in a stipulated time of 2 minutes. Eggs were hidden under the sand. He managed to find 11 eggs in the stipulated time. Consequently, he won a flower crown. In the next week, Rafat went to the farm to participate in the fun game. This time, he was given a yellow blouse and given a stipulated time of 10 minutes to catch as many hens as he could. Rafat was not ready for something like this. He tried his best to catch a hen, but failed. The audience applauded him for his great effort, though. It was great fun for the spectators. After that, Rafat informed me about the Fantasy Farm. I thought it was a great opportunity for me. If I visited the farm, I could get valuable knowledge about farming, as well as take the chance of attaining something in the funhouse as a bonus. So, I had started training for this purpose. In order to enhance my body, I started running in the morning and drinking milk. When my performance was satisfactory, I decided to go to the funhouse. I took my cousin and went to the farmhouse last Friday. I was worried I might miss the fun game. When our car reached the farm, almost 20 people surrounded it. I jumped out from the car and went straight to the office to buy a ticket. The man at the office was visibly very happy to give me a ticket. He could not hide his joy. He thanked me for saving the show for the day by taking part in the fun game. There were a lot of spectators, but there was no participant, he explained. The people who were waiting outside the funhouse stared at the gallery when they saw me buying a ticket. It was amazing. I was given a red nylon blouse and a red large bag. I was fully prepared for the show. When I entered the house, the chaotic spectators gave me a huge cheer and clap. The door was closed behind me, and I was insulated from the outlet completely. However, I did realize the forthcoming hazard. I waved my hands in response to their enthusiasm and support. I had prepared for this moment. I was ambitious to find 11 eggs or catch a hen. But alas, what was that? There were no eggs. There were no hens to catch, but two wicked bulls staring at me with red eyes. Those vigorous bulls were really angry. They were hitting the ground with their horns. Hot wind was blowing through their noses. My heart just stopped beating. I could hear hysterical cheers from all around. Over everything else, I could hear the loud laughter from the guy at the ticket booth. There was no moment to waste as the larger one of the bulls started running towards me. First of all, I tried to imitate a bullfighter by waving the red auxiliary bag in my hand. But those were no Spanish bulls. They didn't even watch TV. They didn't even follow any rules. I was compelled to run for my life all through the funhouse. I cannot tell you how many times the furious bull hit me, as I never counted. I didn't know how I could manage to pull off the red blouse from my body to divert the brutal bull's assault from me. It was my doomsday. Thanks to my athletic body and sufficient running practice for a week, I am still alive. I have been in the hospital for a fortnight. I'll never forget the terrible experience.